heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. Nobby Walsh has resolved never to return to New York until he has cleared Joe Palooka of the Midville Carnival murder charge. Nobby's investigations in Midville, however, prove nothing, although he does learn of the whereabouts of One Round Dortch, a possible suspect in the murder. In journeying to Centerburg to see Dortch, Nobby meets Rock Harden. Neither Nobby nor Rock realize that they're both going to Centerburg to see the same person. Nobby to find the carnival murderer to clear Joe, and Rock, on orders of racketeer Blackie Bellinger, to bring Dortch back into his gang. Rock, however, is hurt in a train accident and detained from getting to Dortch. This enables Nobby to get to Dortch first and present his plans. Dortch is cautious, but readily accepts. In just a minute, Nobby encounters unforeseen complications as One Round Dortch goes to the Centerburg Hospital to visit his old pal Rock. But first... And now, episode 37. Visiting hours, 2 to 4. When Rock Harden goes to Centerburg on orders of Blackie Bellinger to see One Round Dortch, he is detained in the Centerburg Hospital because of a head injury received in a train accident. Rock becomes very uneasy and uncomfortable at the turn of events.
Will you please take your hand off that buzzer, Mr. Harden? We have other patients in the hospital, too, you know.
I don't care what you got. I want to get out of here. Where are my clothes? You can't keep me in here.
I'm sorry. The doctor's orders are that you must stay in bed. You have a slight brain concussion and you cannot leave yet.
I can't stay here. Don't be crazy. I can't afford it.
The railroad company is paying all hospital expenses.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean I just can't afford it. That's all I gotta see somebody in this town. Will you bring me some clothes? What's the idea of putting me in this sawed-off nightgown? I feel like Topsy and Ida.
Mr. Harden, you absolutely cannot leave the hospital until the doctor says it will be all right to do so.
Look... Who did Blackie send out here, me or the doctor? Tell the doctor that I said I'm all right.
There's no need to tell the doctor. Anyone can see from the way you're yelling that you're not all right.
Of all the dizzy dames, I ought to get out and... Bring me my clothes, will you? You don't think a little bop on the head ever hurt the Rock, do you?
If I'm to go by your actions now, Mr. Harden, that was quite a bop on the beam. And it's affected you more than you think.
Shut up.
Mr. Harden.
Look, I come all the way from New York to see an old friend. It's very, very important that I see this friend. So get me my clothes and let me get out of here.
I'm sorry, but the doctor
Don't
says...
Don't start that again. Look, you tell young Dr. Baloney
that... Have you ever thought of sending a message to your friend and having him come here?
You tell... Huh?
Well, I'll have the boy from the telegraph office come up. He delivers messages and does odd jobs around town. Now, if you'll write a note, he can take it to this friend of yours in Centerburg, and then this friend can come up to the hospital here and see you.
Say, that's a good idea.
All right, now here's a paper and pencil. You write out whatever you want, and I'll have the boy come up just as soon as he can.
Come on in. My, isn't this a nice, clean room? White sheets, smell of antiseptic. Romantic.
Who the devil are you?
Isn't this room 32B?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you want?
Mr. Rock Harden, I gotta pick up a message to deliver.
Don't tell me you're the telegraph boy.
Yeah, that I am.
How did you ever get a job like this?
Oh, veteran's preference.
Veteran's preference?
Yep. I was in the Spanish-American War, sonny.
Yeah. Okay, boy, here's the message. It's to go to Nick Dortch. Nick Dortch, he's connected with the fighting concession at the carnival here in town.
Carnival? How romantic.
Now, look, Pop, just deliver this message I'm going to give you and forget your romance for a while. Here's $50.
My goodness. You tore that dollar bill in half. My, that's the strangest way of making change I ever heard of.
I'm not making change. You'll get the other half of this dollar bill after Dortch arrives. I just want to be sure that you hurry up.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. My, isn't this a nice room? Cross ventilation?
Okay, Speedy, on your way.
Oh, yes. On my way, the carnival. Oh, how romantic. Bareback riders, barkers, boxing exhibitions, cauliflower ears. Boxing exhibition, yes, yes indeed.
Hey, where do you come from?
Out there.
Cut the funny stuff. What do you want?
Are you Mr. Nick Dortch?
Yeah, I'm Dortch. What's up? What do you want?
Well, I have a message for you here from an old friend of yours.
An old friend of mine? Let me see it.
My, how romantic.
Hey, shut up, will you? I want to read this. Let's see. I'm out here on orders from Blackie. I got caught in a train wreck and cracked up a little. They got me put away in the Centerburg Hospital, room 32B. They won't let me get to see you, but you can come and see me. The visiting hours are from 2 to 4. Your old pal, Rock. Rock sent this?
Yep, that he did.
Well, what do you know? Say, I better get over there. It's almost 2 now. So Rock is in Centerburg. It'll be good to see the old boy. Well, what are you standing there for?
It's customary to offer a slight tip to the message bearer in such situations.
Oh, you want a tip, Junior? Okay, stay away from Blonde, Sonny. I gotta get over to the hospital and see my buddy Rock. Well, hello, Rock. How are you, you old so-and-so?
Boy, am I glad to see you, Dortch.
What are you doing in bed with that towel on your head?
Nah, this ain't no towel. It's a bandage. I got a brain concession.
Brain concession, huh? That sounds bad. But say, what are you doing up here in Centerburg anyhow?
I wouldn't be here on my own. It was Blackie's idea. He wanted to know if you were still in good fighting form, and if you are, well, maybe he's got a little deal for you. You know Blackie.
Yeah. I know Blackie, but I'm afraid even if he does have a little deal, I think I'll have to disappoint him. You see, Rock, I got a big deal on.
What are you talking about, Dortch? Don't you want to get back with Blackie and us?
I did when I wrote that card, but I don't now.
What do you mean you don't now?
I'm working for a bigger boy than Blackie Ballinger.
Yeah? Who?
Nobby Walsh.
Nobby Walsh?
Yeah.
No.
Take it easy now. Take it easy.
You mean Nobby Walsh? Joe Palooka's fight manager?
That's right. Only Palooka's washed up with him now. Walsh wants to handle me now.
Why, you stupid. Sure Joe Palooka's washed up with Nobby Walsh. I know that. I saw to it.
What are you talking about?
Now, wait a minute. This Nobby Walsh, what does he look like?
Well, he's a little guy, bald-headed, always smoking a cigar?
That's not Nobby Walsh, the fight manager. That's Walsh, a haberdasher dealer from the Bronx.
The wreck must have done you in, Rock. You're talking like a nut.
No, I tell you. I met this Walsh, the haberdasher dealer, coming in on a train here. Little guy, bald-headed, cigar. Wait a minute. He was coming in to see his mother. No, Dortch, no, look. The whole thing's a trick. We already had a run-in with Nobby Walsh. Blackie and I came out second best. The whole thing's a trick.
That's okay with me, just so I'm working for the best man.
But I tell you, it's a trick. It's all a trick. Nobby Walsh is out to get us, all of us. He's out to get us, I know.
Oh, don't talk like a fool. How would Walsh know you was coming up here on orders from Blackie?
The guy's a demon. It must have been mental telephone.
Ah, you're raving, Rock. You're out of your head. What connection did I have with what went on in New York?
Walsh is out to get even with everyone who had a hand in doing Palooka in. He's out to get all of us, like the Count of Monte Cristo.
Now I know you're nuts. I never seen Joe Palooka in my whole life.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but it ain't just a coincidence, Dortch. I tell you, there's something awful wrong. Stay away from Nobby Walsh. Stay away from him. Come back with me, Nick.
Oh. So that's the gag.
Huh?
Trying to get me away from Walsh just so I can work for Blackie, eh?
No, Nick, no.
Made up the whole thing just to pull me in on Blackie's deal, didn't you?
Why, I ought to pull that tongue of yours out so far you look like you're wearing a red muffler.
Oh, shut up. You can't even get out of bed. Get this headache. Tell Blackie Ballinger for me that I think he and his playmates are all washed up. Tell him to go find his stupid stooges somewhere else. Stooge. So long.
Of all the... Nurse! Nurse! Hey, nurse!
Now what is it? Please, Mr. Harden, you're disturbing all the others.
Give me my head. Give me my coat. I gotta get out of here, I tell you. I gotta get out of here and fix that guy.
Mr. Harden, you cannot leave until the doctor says so.
The doctor yet?
And if visitors are going to work you up like this, we just won't allow you anymore. Look, won't a phone call help clear up some of your troubles?
A phone call? Yeah, phone call. Nurse, get me Blackie Richard Cote, Black Wolf Lodge, Beaver Dam, New York. Yeah, phone call. Why didn't I think of that before?
What will Blackie Ballinger have to say to Rock? And what will Dorch have to say to Nobby the next time he sees him? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first... In our next episode, Blackie Ballinger offers Rock some deadly advice. Nobby talks to Mr. Woods in Midville, and One Round Dorch talks to Nobby. Don't miss Clear All Wires, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
Our winner and still world's heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka!